This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Speculative fiction is that special genre of storytelling that takes us into a previously unimagined world, a world that, with a few plausible tweaks, becomes utopian, dystopian, or something else entirely. Think Margaret Atwood's The Handmaid's Tale or George Orwell's 1984. Now, the Newcomb Institute for Computational Science at Dartmouth College is announcing the establishment of the Newcomb Institute Literary Arts Awards, which it's calling a, quote, global award program to honor creative works around speculative fiction. Daniel Rockmore is director of the Newcomb Institute. He came up with the idea, and he'll be on the panel of judges for the award. He joins me now to talk about this. Welcome to All Things Considered.
Thanks for having me. Hi.
So why do you value this kind of writing?
I think that sometimes the artists are way ahead of the scientists in thinking about where the future is going to be. And I think they bring important points of view, sometimes just for their sheer imagination, but also they often seem to be the only cautionary voices in the room when it comes to technological development. And I think that's a pretty important voice to have.
So this is not just for novels. There's also a playwriting track for this.
Yes, that's right. I feel like the stage is also a great venue for discussing openly lots of social issues. And I believe that technology development is among them. So there's also a playwriting prize. And we're partnering with the Department of Theater as well as local Northern Stage and an event here called Vox Fest, where we'll have the reading or a reading of the winning play.
Okay. And what kind of topics might make a piece of writing eligible for this award?
Oh, big data, privacy, social media addiction. I mean, those are all the evil ones. the truth is that there are good things. There are good things that come from connectivity. Social protest movements have been started. All kinds of economic movements, microeconomics. Some of that can be attributed to digital kinds of advances. But you know, honestly, it could be any look at the future that has some digital computational underpinnings. So it's pretty wide open. And again, it doesn't have to be dark. That's maybe just my personality.
Mm-hmm. And why do you think an award like this is needed?
I don't feel, and this maybe comes back to the darkness of it, unfortunately, but I don't feel like the conversations around the downsides of technology are really being had or highlighted before they're put out there. I'd like to think that if this kind of award catches on, if we get some good submissions, and I anticipate that we do, that the subject matter there will then get talked about. And this may be around topics or things that are in development that people haven't rolled out yet, and that maybe as they think about the rollouts, the developers might think differently about what they're doing.
Okay. All the speculative fiction writers out there are wondering, what is the award itself? Is there's money attached?
There is money attached. So $5,000 for a first work, so for a new author, and $5,000 for anyone for the best work. And these awards will be given at some kind of event at Dartmouth where the students can interact with the authors. So we'll be discussing the genre and hear a little bit about what motivated the writers to write the great stuff that they did.
Are there already examples of work under consideration for the first award?
Nobody's submitted any, but I had a recent LA Review of Books piece that at least generated some contact with some authors, so I anticipate there will be some coming over the transom pretty quickly. But it's not just stuff which is being written now. It could be things which were written as late or as early ago as a year ago. So I haven't canvassed the entire arena yet. I'm really hoping that the writers and their publishers get jazzed by this and send me stuff.
Daniel Rockmore is director of the Newcomb Institute for Computational Science at Dartmouth College. Thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thanks for having me on.